Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we're still virtual, folks. We're not back in our home inside Renaissance Bank in Alpharetta, but we're looking forward to being back sometime soon. Now, I've got a suggestion for you. If you are tired of the big bank experience where you call and all you can talk to is some automated person that's not really a person, it's really a computer. If you want to talk to a bank that's big enough to take care of your needs, but small enough to have real people in it, go to renaissancebank.com. Find the local office near you. They've got some 200 across the South ready to serve you, and give them a call. And someone that's a real person will answer the phone and invite you to come in, make an appointment. They'll come in. They'll invite you to come in and see them and talk about your needs. I encourage you to do that because I have worked with a lot of my clients in Renaissance Bank, and they've done a great job for them, and I know that personally. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Nicole Simmons. And Nicole is with Nicole Simmons Leadership. Nicole, welcome.
Oh, thank you, John. Thank you so much for having me on your show. It's an honor.
Yeah, well, it's a great pleasure to have you. Something tells me you do leadership. I was looking at the notes, and I think I ferreted that out. But no, seriously, talk a little bit about you and Nicole Simmons Leadership, your practice. How are you helping folks out there?
Yes, sure. You know, John, years ago, when I was first kind of getting started in my career, I knew that I had a passion to help people and really to help them grow. Believing in them, believing in their potential, but I didn't have the tools per se to be able to do that in the way that I wanted to. And so along my path, I got certified as a John Maxwell trainer, speaker, and coach that afforded me with some of the tools to be able to invest in people, add value to them, and help them to develop and grow themselves. And so back in 2014, 13, if you will, that's when I got certified. I had been doing my business for a while, just really helping people grow in their leadership. And once I got certified, it took me to the next level because I had more tools to be able to help people grow. And so over the last several years, I've been able to do some coaching and training with nonprofit organizations, small businesses, and do some coaching with small teams and individuals. But what I'm most passionate about, John, is really helping women in their leadership and helping them to develop themselves so that they can be great leaders in the workplace, in their homes, in their communities. And so a couple of years ago, I started another business, I should say, Recharge Women's Leadership, with the focus of really helping women to develop in their leadership. So that's where my focus is with my business today.
That's awesome work. Now, beyond the fact that we just need more women leaders, so let's say that's a given. Sure. Talk about some of the particular challenges that you see the women you work with are facing in terms of their leadership.
Sure. I think some of the women that I've worked with over the years, a couple of things have been a common thread. One, seeing themselves as leaders. And, you know, I came to understand and learn very early on that leadership is not about a position, though that is what's communicated a lot of times is positional leadership and women not seeing themselves as leaders. And my goal is to really help them to say, no, you're a leader because leadership is really about influence. And how can you grow your influence and invest in yourself and grow your own leadership skills within so that you can lead without? So I think women not seeing themselves as leaders has been a challenge with some of the women that I've coached and trained. Another one is really stepping out and allowing themselves to grow beyond their own comfort levels and taking on certain projects or even starting businesses and going for certain positions because that's where they want to grow to, but being held, like holding themselves back, not necessarily someone else holding them back, but holding themselves back because they're afraid to step out into those positions. So that's one of the reasons why I wanted to really focus on women, was because if a woman feels like she has the tools to do it, if she's growing herself, understanding what leadership is all about, then there's a level of comfort to be able to step out with support, being in a supportive environment with other women that can say, hey, no, you can do this. And this is the way that you can do it. So those are the two main things that I've seen over the years. There's many others that I can talk about, but those are the two main things that I've seen.
And sometimes it seems that, and this is true for men too, that folks think leadership is being in a certain position.
Right.
But it's really as much about how you handle what you've got in front of you, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Say more about that.
Right. So, you know, it's how you're handling, you know, a lot of where we're living now, you know, a lot of crisis situations, you know, that have come in our world, in our country, different things that have happened over the last several months, you know, being quarantined and having to deal with all different types of issues that have arose from that, but also within our, you know, relationships within our country, you know, racial unrest, even things with women in leadership. So it's been across the board. And I tell women, this is an opportunity to take advantage of being able to make change and being that change agent. And I think that, you know, women are natural influencers. You know, we are typically in our home with our families, you know, even in our workplaces now, you know, statistically, I don't know the numbers, but women that are starting businesses and being entrepreneurs and kind of stepping out and doing these things, it's really about seizing the opportunities. And sometimes we just need to be able to be in an environment with other people that can say, hey, you have to see this as an opportunity to make change. And so leadership to me is about seizing opportunities to make change and make influences. And sometimes I think we think that that means it has to be done in a big way, but not necessarily, you know, this huge way. I always say small changes make bigger impact than, you know, being, you don't have to be the loudest person in the room to make change. You can make change in a small way, but it can make a big impact.
Folks, we're here with Nicole Simmons, with Nicole Simmons Leadership. Nicole, talk about the issues again. This is certainly true for some men as well, is just the whole idea of overcoming fear.
Oh, that's a big one, John.
Right?
Right. Yes. Yeah. What I've come to see, even in my own life, you know, just stepping out and doing something like this, coming on a radio show and talking about who I am, talking about my business, connecting with you and your audience. I was very afraid to do something like this because I was afraid what people thought about me. I was afraid that maybe I wouldn't be accepted. What am I going to say? Am I going to say it right? Am I ready? And those underlying things are what I see that happen with women and men all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, am I ready? And the big C word, comparing, you know,
oh, come
ourselves,
on. Yeah.
You know, to other people.
Sure.
I think success sometimes is a smokescreen because it's so, you know, you can look at somebody else and see what they're doing, but you don't know their story. You don't know what it took for them or how they had, what they had to overcome to be where they are. And sometimes we look at other people's results, you know, or their, or a certain level of success or how we perceive that success to be for them. And we really don't understand, no, that person might be doing that, but they're doing it afraid. You know, if you were to peel back and sit with them one-on-one, they'll tell you, you know, I get nervous every single time I have to step out maybe and do a podcast or step out and talk in front of people or whatever that might be for that person that makes them uncomfortable. And so I think, you know, what really helps us to develop our leadership is when we are afraid in the face of fear, taking a step forward anyway.
Yes.
And that's how, you know, that's how we overcome. You know, it's fear comes to all of us. We all experience fear. I was just sharing this. We were just having this conversation actually not too long ago with someone about fear. And I said, you know, if we didn't, almost like we need fear in order to grow, because fear is only there to say, hey, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to, overcome me, or are you going to allow it to allow you to stay stagnant and comfortable? So there's a certain amount of fear, I think, that we need to be faced with in order to overcome, right? So the fear is there, but it's not there. It's not there for you to stop and to curl up and to not do it by comparison or not believing in who you are and that what you're doing or the voice that you have or the actions that you're taking don't matter. No, it's there to overcome. And then you can look back and say, hey, listen, I dealt with the same thing. This is how I did it. And this is how you can do it.
And there's those voices in your head. Or the little devil standing on your shoulder.
Right.
Right. And I think women particularly suffer from this because they listen to too many men sometimes. How do you talk to women about overcoming those voices in their head?
Yeah. That's a really tough one. And sometimes it's sensitive because sometimes the voice can be the very person, you know, that they live with. You know, the person sure. closest to them. And I've had women that I've coached where that was the case, you know, where they did not get the support from, you know, a partner or a spouse that say they love them. And so to that, I was like, well, your value doesn't come from that other person. You know, people can support you. You know, I'm married, I have a spouse, my husband, you know, he does support me, but there have been times where we were challenged in that way. You know, I didn't feel like I was getting what I needed to support me and my growth and the things that I was doing in my business. And so I had to just kind of look back and say, wait a minute, do I value me though? Do I believe in myself? Do I believe in the gift that I have? Do I believe in my skills and talents and abilities? Do I believe in what I've overcome? Do I believe it? And if I believe it, then that's got to be enough. Support is important. Right. And I'm not saying that that's not a challenge. It can certainly slow down your progress. But I think sometimes we put so much stake in what other people around us are saying about us than really believing in who we are and being in environments that can support that growth. So what I say to women, and that one particular woman that I was coaching that was in a very toxic relationship, is keep yourself in other environments. You know, you have to go back home, you know, to this person that doesn't support you. Well, that means that you have to go overtime with getting the positive environments around you, even overtime. You have to overdo it, you know, because you're not living in that environment. And so it's tough, right? It's tough. I'm not saying that, hey, just get over it and believe in yourself. I know that it can be very challenging for a lot of women in that respect. But I also say, do you believe in you? Because when there is a resolve in you, there are certain boundaries that you can put up for yourself that it's like, no, you're not going to penetrate that because that's not who I am. So I think we really need to understand who we are. And sometimes women, you know, we can struggle with that because we're looking for our value outside of us.
And then sometimes there's those cases where maybe you. Women aren't in a toxic relationship,
yeah.
But they're assuming folks are saying things that they really aren't, right? Yeah. I mean, because we can invent all sorts of things that criticisms that people have that they really don't have, right? Because we are our own worst critic.
We are. That's the narrative. You know, the narrative that we're telling ourselves. Mm-hmm. And you know, sometimes, John, women can be very hard on themselves. Mm. You know, very hard on themselves because again, they don't see the greatness that is within. Like I tell women all the time, like, you are phenomenal. Like there is no one like you, you know, think about the capacity of a woman, you know, it's phenomenal. There's when a woman actually believes who she is and stops the, you know, one of my mentors calls it the gremlins, silencing the gremlins, and, you know, can change that self-talk and be in an environment that's going to support growth and pursue growth for herself. I think it makes a world of a difference. I know it has for me, and it has for many other women that I have been able to coach and train along the years.
Folks, we're speaking here with Nicole Simmons, and her practice is Nicole Simmons Leadership, and she also founded Recharge Women's Leadership Network. Talk a little bit about that aspect of your practice.
So Recharge Women's Leadership Network is really to, again, help develop women in their leadership, where we have right now we have a Facebook community where women support one another, are able to build that environment of support and growth there. And that's Recharge Women's Leadership is right on Facebook. So anyone that's interested can look up there. And, you know, now we're with COVID, we're not doing face-to-face events, but we, once we get started again, having face-to-face events. So we've done events, host events throughout the year to build that community where women can develop their leadership skills, increase their confidence in themselves and gain practical tools in order to step out and be their best self. And also small coaching programs. So I run coaching, right now I'm running a monthly coaching program that is really helping women to grow themselves from a perspective of developing good habits, you know, good relationships, being able to focus on themselves, because that's another thing sometimes with us. We're giving out to so many other people that we don't focus on our own development, our own growth. And I find that that's like the one number one enemy for a lot of women is others, other focused. You know, it's seen as selfish if we, wait a minute, this is going to be my time for me. So monthly, twice a month for an hour, we meet and we have specific topics that we will talk about. There's challenges, there's support, there's some coaching, there's some training, there's some masterminding. So it's a hybrid of approaches where women gather together and they're growing intentionally and focusing on themselves.
And it seems to me what a lot of women, and again, men don't, because I think men are guilty of this too, don't get is if they work on themselves and take that time, it really helps everything else in their life, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. John Maxwell says all the time to us, it's very true. How you can't give what you don't have. And the greatest person that you will ever lead is yourself. And so if we don't spend time investing in our own growth and development, what we cap ourselves, you know, it's the leadership lid, you know, and I talk about that in our groups is how high you go in your leadership, your personal leadership will be the level of impact and influence you'll be able to have. And so why not invest in yourself?
Absolutely.
It's the greatest gift you can give.
So let's talk a little bit more about that, women investing in themselves by working with you. Talk a little bit about how your engagements work. I mean, you mentioned the Facebook group. Sure. Do you have group sessions, one-on-one? Talk a little bit about somebody's interested in working with you and they pick up the phone and call you. You know, how does that conversation go?
Sure. Usually it's an interest, you know, interest form. Seeing what their goals are, you know, not so much of the goals of, okay, what are you trying to accomplish in your life? That's the second step. The first step is, who do you want to become as a woman? Who do you see yourself being? And from there, now, what are your goals in your life? And so depending on where kind of what they share with me and what that assessment is, I will recommend them coming to our monthly coaching group. Or if they need some one-on-one coaching, I don't do a whole lot of one-on-one coaching because usually the price point is not where the women may want to can invest at that time. So I'll recommend them to come to the group. Which is actually a little bit better for them because when you're in an environment with other women that are kind of going in the same direction, they also can build a community in that way as well. So it starts with the initial assessment, who they want to become, what are their goals, and then I recommend, hey, you may want to get into this coaching group, which I call Recharge Roundtables. And I've had some that one-on-one is something that will benefit them as well. So it just really depends on where that woman is. And then I can make my recommendations from there.
And women really, I think, understand the value of community.
Yeah.
Right. And so yes. offering that is a really important way for you to help women is offering that community.
Yes. And the other, the, what I'd like to say further too, is that sometimes, you know, I'll have women reach out and say, well, it's not a good time for me. You know, I have so much going on, and that is always a red flag. I have so much going on with other people.
Right. Exactly. Not with themselves, right. but with somebody. Yeah.
With
right.
Somebody else. And right. so I usually will say, hey, then this is the best time then, because let's look at your circle, right? I do this exercise where I say, okay, draw the circles, and then draw a circle of you. All right. And how big are the other circles compared to your circle? Again, it's a mind shift, because then it's like, no, well, that's being selfish. I'm being selfish if I'm focusing on myself. And then I ask, okay, but how often are you feeling burnt out or overwhelmed or stressed? 100 out of 100% of the time, I feel overwhelmed. I feel stressed. I feel like I'd have this more day than time. And I said, well, then you're the perfect candidate. It's time for you now to understand how to invest in you, because then you'll be able to have enough to give out to other people, and maybe see that you're giving out too much. You know, not saying no, setting those boundaries, not being a yes woman all the time. You know, no is a full sentence.
Sure. Yeah. I like that. I like that. Now, you know, one of the things, Nicole, that you also do is you've got a podcast, and
yes,
you know, I would be remiss if I didn't bring that up, because you know, you've reached, congratulations, you're about to publish podcast number 20, so congratulations. Yes. On that.
Thank you.
Talk a little bit about your podcast and how it's called Take Action with Nicole. Yes. Simmons. So talk. Yes. A little bit about that, what you're doing there.
Yeah. So the podcast is really, I call my podcast kind of like the free coaching for any woman that might not be ready yet to commit themselves to a growth journey, right? In the way of a coaching group or even working one-on-one. So Take Action Podcast is really to inspire women to make bold moves to invest in themselves, become their best self in their life and their business. And so that's weekly produced. I have guests that come on in a conversational style, and we talk about different topics that will address three common problem areas that I have experienced myself in my life, and all the women that I've worked with have experienced at some point. The first one is believing in themselves or not challenging their potential, where they get comfortable in this comfort zone and they stop growing themselves. The second one is being afraid to step out. And we've talked about that before earlier, just a few moments ago. And the other one is getting stuck in the how-tos, but I don't know how to start or where do I start? And then this cycle of just that, you know, that conversation in your mind where you just get stuck in, I don't know how to do this, or how is this going to happen? Or how am I going to get out of this situation? Or how am I going to grow? Or how am I going to find the time? All of the how-tos. So we address and target those three challenge areas on my podcast through different topics. My different guests will, you know, have experienced one of those or all three of those areas in their lives. And we share their success stories and also some real, you know, the real challenges and how they have overcome them. I have men and women on my podcast, so it's not just women that are talking. I have both perspectives on my podcast. And so that's what we're looking to do, is really to help women overcome these areas and be bold, you know, take action, just like it says, take one step in order to become a better version of yourself.
Yeah. And if you don't mind me reverting back to that, our earlier chat about that, about being bold, you know, it's one thing to step out and be bold, and that's important. But it's also to own what you did and not like second guess it, right?
Right. Absolutely. Taking responsibility for our own thinking and our own actions. But I think it starts in the mind right before. I think that's when I was thinking about the naming the podcast. I called it Take Action because I'm a activator, like I'm a let's get it done type person. But also, I know that any action, thinking precedes action. So if we can address with the thinking and get into the mind of the woman, then we can inspire them to act and to do something, right? And so when we talk about limitations with believing in your own potential or not challenging yourself or being afraid or getting stuck in the how, that's all in the mind, right? That's a mindset or some limiting or some barrier that might be stopping us from being able to step forward. So when we can attack that and address that and then open the door to say, oh, listen, now here's the step that you can take to attack that thinking, then women start to see success and progress. I've gotten several DMs and messages and also reviews on the podcast for where women are being helped in this way. So it's making an impact. And again, that free coaching, if they're not ready for, you know, a more intensive, intentional way to grow themselves.
And we were talking a little bit before we came on the air about, you know, what our early attempts, both of us, right. And how we don't really want to go back and listen to the, you know, episode number one. But the point is that you that's okay. I mean, you've got to start and be comfortable that you cannot release perfect on episode one or chapter one, if you're writing a book or whatever you're trying to do. You know, the first shot out of the box is not going to be perfect, and that's okay.
It is. And John, that was so me. It was so me. You know, I'm sharing with your audience and I know that there's someone that's listening that's just like me. I am that person. Yeah. I was stuck in not believing in my potential. I wasn't challenging my potential. You know, I was afraid of to step out. I was questioning, how is this going to happen? Mm. And, you know, I played that scenario in my mind over and over again. You know, I've done it with so many different things. And this is why I'm passionate about women and helping them and leading. This is when I say leadership, people normally think, oh, well, we're going to learn, you know, we're going to learn a leadership skill. No, leadership is about who you are. And those areas that I've struggled with and still have to address in my life, these are the same things that I'm addressing with the women that I'm working with. So that's why I'm really passionate about it, because I'm like, I'm with you. I deal with this too. And so I want to be able to help you. These are some of the things, successes that I've experienced. Here are some of the things that other women that I've worked with have experienced, you know, breakthroughs and success in their life. And so, yeah, just not being stuck is a really big thing. And I think that when we can get the success formula to not do that, that's when we feel more fulfilled. You know, who wants to be stuck? It feels horrible to feel stuck. But at the same time, being stuck, there can also be a beauty in that, because when you're stuck, you can't move. And sometimes we get so busy that we don't stop and evaluate and listen to ourselves and say, okay, wait a minute, I'm stuck. What's going on with me? Like, why am I stuck? And why do I keep getting stuck in the same area? So being stuck can be a gift to evaluate where you are so that you can move forward. Mm. So I don't know if I'm going off on tangents here, but if that's answering, did I answer your question?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. That was very valuable. So thank you for that. And I want to get to, though, maybe a success story that you're particularly proud of that you'd like to share.
Sure. I have this one particular woman that I was working with. She was very, very successful in her career and making some strides. She had a team that she was building. She was a wonderful leader, amazing leader, investing in her team. And she really understood the concept of leadership development. So I was working with her and her team for quite a while. And then I started doing some one-on-one coaching sessions with her. And in our coaching sessions, discovered that though she was doing all of this and she had all the success and had built a great team, she wasn't really living the life that she really wanted to live. She really was not expressing her fullest potential as a leader and some of the other things that other dreams that she aspired to, because deep down, that self-doubt was stopping her from doing it. And so we had a couple of coaching sessions, and then I invited her to the coaching group that I was doing. And I said, you know what? One way to overcome that is to be vulnerable and expose yourself to other women, not just hiding, you know, by yourself, being in a group of women that can help support you as well. And after several sessions and her one-on-one sessions, and then her coming to the group session, her dream was to step out and to really be an entrepreneur. And for years, John, years, she had played this scenario and this narrative that she wasn't good enough. Mm. And because of that self-doubt, she never did anything about it. And she had gotten to the point where she went home drained every day. She started to dislike her job and just was unfulfilled, not motivated. And after a couple of sessions coming to my group, she put in her notice. She was able to, she actually transitioned to a company that was grooming her to be an entrepreneur. And it was very entrepreneurial in the way that it was set up. So she was really essentially running her own business. Her confidence level shot out the roof. She's networking and connecting with people that she had never done before. And I asked her, I said, well, what was the difference? She was like, you know what, Nicole, I started to really believe in myself. I believe that I actually could do it. I always believed that other people could do it. And she was a champion and she was a cheerleader for her team, but she never really believed that she could do it. So that's why she stayed where she was for so long. And she said, I actually started to believe that I could, that it was, that I was the one that could. And she is highly successful now. I mean, she's still a part of the group, which is amazing, you know, cause I was like, yeah, you go and you get some success, but then you stop. Mm-hmm. So she was like, you know what, I'm going to stay connected because this is causing me to grow out of my comfort zone. So now we're going to another level with her where she's going to start now to run her own, you know, and do her own groups in different ways. So it made my heart happy to see her because she's such a phenomenal leader and she's an amazing entrepreneur. And to see her step out in this way because she now believes that she can that's amazing. Like, it makes me feel so fulfilled because I see what she has done with her life, and she's still coming. She's still connected.
Wow. I think
that's important too.
Wow. Great story. That's awesome. Yeah. Congratulations on that. And to her.
Yes.
Yeah, certainly. So, Nicole, this has been great. And, it's been a really, inspiring time for me. So thank you for coming on. And, but I want to get to the most important part, which is for you to share your contact information, folks that may have heard something that makes them want to be in touch with you. Tell them how they can do that.
Sure. You can always go to my website, and that's NicoleSimmonsLeadership.com. Real simple. NicoleSimmonsLeadership.com. And I'm also on social media. You can find me at Nicole Simmons Leadership if you're on Instagram. And if you want to connect with other women, go to Facebook, Recharge Women's Leadership Network. You can join the group there, and we'd be glad to have you, help you grow.
Awesome. Nicole Simmons, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, John, for having me.
Thank you. Folks, if you've got another problem that involves you need to bring maybe a little leadership to your administrative task, maybe you've got a shoebox full of receipts and you need to bring some leadership skills to that Nike box and need some bookkeeping help, I've got an answer for you. And it involves picking up the phone and calling Chief Executive Angel Essie Escobedo. Now, Essie is the she owns Office Angels, and she's been running this company for 20 years now. She started it 20 years ago, and they've been virtual the whole time. She's got a whole team of angels that fly in, get the job done that you need done, and they fly back out and they work on an ongoing or as needed basis. And they're awesome. I use them, so I know. So call Essie and explain your problem, 770-442-9246, and she will match you up with an angel that can solve your issues. And you can go to officeangels.us as well for more information. And just another quick reminder that you can find this show on all the major podcast apps. That would be Apple, Stitcher, Google, Spotify. I could keep going. We're on all of them, folks. I have yet to be stumped on this. NorthFultonBusinessRadio.com is our show archive page, or you can go there and find all our shows going up on number 300, where we've got great business leaders like Nicole. We would love it if you give us a review on your favorite podcast app, because it helps people find the show that might need to hear from people like Nicole, that where they could benefit from their services. So please do that if you would. We'd appreciate that. And of course, you can connect with us on social media. We're North Fulton BRX on all the major platforms, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter, just to name three. So for my guest, Nicole Simmons, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.